RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your bigs did exactly what they were supposed to do tonight.
Yeah, and thank God we had our bigs tonight. You look at Andre Drummond, who had 21 points, 15 rebounds, once again establishing, yes, I am still a starter in this league. Then Nikola Vucevic, who, where's Nikola's number? Nikola had 21 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, anytime you got two big fellas doing that, you better win.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing with the Charlotte Hornets. They don't have anything to lose. You know, Terry Rozier, I'm going to let it hang, man. You know, I'm going to just come out there with my whole game. I'm going to shoot everything I can. And guy ends up with 39 points. Those are dangerous teams because they really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they just go out there and ball.
We're back. Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Kendall Gill talking about the Bulls yesterday. Our Bulls defeat the Charlotte Hornets. We're going to get to some breaking news in just a second. I've been mentioning it for the last couple hour or so. Cubs signed left-handed pitcher Soda Imanaga. We're going to get hear some audio from Jed Hoyer, not on the breaking news, but just about, you know, what he was planning for the offseason. We'll get that, talk about some stats, how he can help the team in just a second. But, you know, briefly, you know, the Bulls yesterday continued to put together some wins. You know, you heard Kendall talking about the bigs for the Chicago Bulls. Andre Drummond, 21 points, 9 for 12 from the field, 15 rebounds. Vooch, 21 points, 10 rebounds on the day. I mean, it's interesting because Drummond really does have people out there looking like little babies. He makes them look like little kids when he's out there. But that's the NBA now, right? Where it's like tall, lanky guys, stretch fives, guys that can shoot three. It's like, yeah, but they can't bang in the post. And that's definitely where the Bulls have an advantage now with their starting lineup. I think that, you know, it's out there, but what I'm curious is what the Bulls are going to look like in the next week. They face the Rockets on Wednesday, Golden State on Friday. You've seen Vooch and Zach come off the bench for the last two games. And Billy Donovan talked about what his plan for to reinsert the two into the lineup is.
Is there a scenario in which when Vooch is out of the minutes restriction that Andre stays a starter or Vooch is a starter?
Yeah, I think we're going to end up going back to Vooch and Zach. I think the biggest thing is I really appreciate what Andre's done in the absence of Zach and Vooch. You know, he's done a really nice job. And then, I think, like, if you look at our bench tonight, you know, it wasn't great. It certainly, you know, in that end of the first, beginning of the second, we got off to a really good start. I thought we were playing pretty well. You know, and it's going to always be, I think, a little bit funky when you've got guys coming back into the rotation. You know, Alex missed last game. You know, Patrick Mislett. Now both of them are back. Zach's now back. Vooch is back. We got all these guys coming back, and we've got to find a chemistry and a cohesiveness, you know, for everybody out there. But my feeling would be to get Zach and Vooch back into the starting lineup. My biggest thing was, as long as many games as they both missed, I didn't want to do anything to potentially, and that's why, to be honest with you, I started him for exactly tonight. Right. Didn't start him, you know, because you get an overtime game and then you start him, and then all of a sudden, you know, then all of a sudden something happens and you're kicking yourself a little bit. So I think I've tried to do it as best we can to protect them, but I think now going forward, I think once they get to, you know, 32 to 35, then I think there's no need to bring them off the bench.
It's Billy Donovan talking about, you know, the guys that were riding the bench for the last couple of games, Zach and Vooch, and how you can reinsert them into the lineup. I think, you know, it's interesting finding the chemistry and finding what's best for those guys, and how they play well together is going to be important for the Bulls. Again, Bulls take on the Houston Rockets on Wednesday. You can listen to that right here on 670 The Score. Pre-game begins at 6:45. I will lead you right into that. Then Friday, Bulls take on the Golden State Warriors at home. So you know the United Center is going to be rocking. Make sure you guys are around for that. Wrigley Field is going to be rocking this season. Cubs still going to be making some moves. We talked to Bruce Levine earlier. You know, he mentioned, hey, the Cubs still going to be getting some things done. This is the first domino to fall. Still potentially could be bringing back Belly, maybe a Hoskins, you know, but first base. Definitely a key component for the Chicago Cubs. And it got me thinking about, you know, Jed Hoyer and him talking about the offseason. And he said something that was just so interesting, because sometimes it can be a curse, you know, because it doesn't necessarily pan out from the offseason till the end of the season. I listen to Jed Hoyer talk about what he thinks could be a curse for the Cubs.
Winning the offseason is probably more curse than blessing. And, you know, Cody Bellinger wasn't exactly a move that people were lauding, you know, tremendously last year, and it was probably one of the best free agent signings on the market. And, you know, you just don't know where the best deals are going to come from. And I think, you know, certainly there's immensely talented players on the market, but I think if you go in thinking, like, you know, it's one of those guys or bust, you can make some really bad, you know, long-term decisions. So trying to win the offseason is not a good idea. We'll try to make the best decisions we can, and I think if we do that, we'll be in a good position.
That's Jed Hoyer talking right there, and he's hoping that the latest signing is something that can help them win the season, not the offseason. Sota Imanaga, left-handed pitcher from Japan, coming on over to the north side of Cubs, reportedly signing him to a deal. The left-handed pitcher, he's played 7 seasons out there in Japan, and if you're looking at some of the stuff out here, I mean, I was talking to Bruce earlier, 159 innings, 188 strikeouts. So, you know, nice little thing there. I gave up. He had ERA of 2.66 last season. But, you know, something that Bruce said immediately when we were talking about the signing stood out, and it was whether or not, you know, the fly balls that are hit in Japan. Like, this is something you would never think about. Shout out Bruce Levine. This is why I love talking to him. Guys like him. You know, a pop fly in Japan that might be on the warning track, you know, it potentially could be a home run in Major League Baseball because of the size and the athleticism and the strength of the players. It's almost like people always like wonder, like, oh, well, what did steroids really do, or how did it affect the game? You know, made them jack, but what? No, it turned warning track routine can of corn fly balls into home runs. And so coming over to Major League Baseball, it's almost as if you're inserting a pitcher into an era of steroids and seeing what he can do there. But the good thing is he does have a good strikeout per 9 innings, 10.6. You know, not too much. 1 home run per 9 innings. I mean, so, you know, he's doing good and he's been consistent. Wins and losses, you know, not necessarily there. 64-50. But, you know, it's tough to win games. You never know what's going on over there. And like most purists say, don't look at wins, losses, Gabe. Yeah, I got you. ERA is looking nice, but the Cubs for sure needed this signing. That is without question, right? You're losing Marcus Stroman. Regardless of what you want to say about his productivity, you know, with the Cubs in the second half of the season, he was someone who contributed to their success and who allowed Cubs fans to be optimistic about the season, his performance throughout the year. And, you know, Jed Hoyer, you know, is a guy who you got to have faith in him. And, you know, is he going to just stop there with Imanaga? I would say no. Jed Hoyer, also in that same conversation, you know, talked about the need for pitching and the amount of it.
You know, the hard thing with pitching is you need a lot of it. You know, that there's a world where those guys come up and have a huge impact, but you also have to realize that, like, you know, you're going to need a lot of guys to get through the season, and, you know, writing out your five guys in your rotation, and this is, feels like those days have gone away, you know, as an industry, as a team. We just don't do that anymore. You just got to have a lot of guys and realize that, like, we got to get 1,400 innings, quality innings somehow, and that's kind of how we focus on it.
Jed Hoyer talking about, you know, the signing. John Morosi just tweeted out that Soda and Managa's deal with the Cubs, once finalized, will be for multiple years with an AAV, an average annual value in the $15 million range. I'm thinking about what did Giolito get? 2 years, $32, $36 million? One of those two? So, I mean, I'm trying to put it in perspective, right? Like, if I think Giolito is on his way down, but still a serviceable starter in the bigs, and you think about what he's being paid, multiple years, hopefully it's for like four.
Yeah, that Giolito deal is 2 years, $38 million.
Two years, $38 million. That's what I thought it was. Because I remember telling people who thought Stroman was going to sign a $15 million deal, and I was like, did you just see what Giolito signed? Like, dude, Stroman's going to make way more money than him. But, you know, 2 years, $38 million. Damn. Shout out Giolito. $19 million? But I guess that's what you would get for a short-term deal, where the Inanaga deal is like, hey, man, I'm coming to the bigs for the first time. Lock me up. I don't want to bounce around. Let's build something. 4 years? You think it's 4 years, or you think it's like 6 years? Six is a lot.
I'm going to guess four.
Leo Stadaher for the four, Robbie Triano.
Yeah, I think it's 4-2. I don't think they want to be too risky. Because if he's bad, then you're stuck with that.
Yeah, I think four is good. You know, you give him the first year, we can always give him excuses. Second year, you suck, we got
to let. And that kind of seems to be what the Cubs' window is with the rest of their contracts, too. Like, the next 3-4 years, rather than long term.
Putting people there, I'm so curious as to what they're going to do after this. And whether Cody Bell, I really, for me, the interesting conversation is, in his heart of hearts, does Cody Bellinger want to come back to the Cubs? And you could say, oh, why not? And this and that. Well, you know, he came from the Dodgers, so it's not like he's enamored by the glitz and glamour of Wrigley Field. I mean, maybe Wrigley Field because it's glorious. But playing, you know, in Chicago, in the market, right? He came from L.A. for the Dodgers. I don't, you know. So I think coming to Chicago, is he like, yeah, I'm straight. You know, I'd rather just go play somewhere else and get this money. Because he came to Chicago because he knew it'd be a platform for him to showcase his talents in the season. And he did. Did the best thing you could possibly do. Go to the Cubs, get them, you know, believing that they're a contender. And then, you know, sign that 1 year deal so you can go get the money. So I'm wondering in his heart of hearts if he in fact feels like, yes, I want to go there. Because then I feel like he would have got the deal done already. I understand you're trying to drive up the price, but I feel like you would have got it done. It's not like you're 23, 4, 5. So I'm curious about that. But, you know, money talks. Get him back here. Cubs need him. They need Cody Bellinger here. The fact that he can play center field and first base at such a high level, and you can just not think about those positions if you want to rotate guys. I wonder what kind of guy Craig Counsell is, too. Is he a rotator guys around? What other pieces? Baseball's going to be exciting. I can't wait. Cubs did struggle in some areas. Jed Hoyer talked about it that as well, and I wonder if that's where he's going to address next.
I think about it in terms of replacing that production. You know, it's just when we were at our best last year, I felt like, you know, Talkman was leading off and getting on base. Cody was driving in runs. And then, you know, Candy was a switch hitter who was really hitting well left-handed. And it felt like, you know, Cody tailed off at the end of the year a little bit. Candy was hurt, and it felt like we got sort of exposed a little bit offensively. And, you know, yes, Seiya had a great second half, and we hope he continues that. But I do feel like, you know, just assuming we can get better by taking a step forward, I think it's probably we definitely need to look at upgrades, especially against right-handed pitching.
I love it. Not only against right-handed pitching, but just as a team as a whole. Cubs are there. Cubs, the city is a better place when the Cubs are winning. That we know for sure. And so I am optimistic, and I think that they will, you know, get the job done. I can't imagine them putting themselves, they're too smart. They're too smart and they're too aggressive, and I'm jealous of it. And so I can't imagine a situation where the Cubs come in with an inferior team to last year. Just a matter of time before things happen. And again, you get a new coach as well to talk about that and to handle that business. Ah, can't wait. I can't believe I'm saying that. Can't wait. Baseball right around the corner. It's going to be great. But in the present, playoffs are right around the corner. The draft is closer than you think. And hopefully for all of us, the season will be here before we know it. And we get to discuss the Bears, where they're at, what their future looks like with our next guest, Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. He's going to come hang out with us. And I think he loves Justin Fields and wants the Bears to build around him. I wonder what he's going to say, because you know that's going to be the first question out of my mouth. Matt Verderam joins the show next. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Second and six on the bootleg. Planting, firing. Boy, he threaded that one. That was some pass to DJ Moore. And they move the ball to the Packers' side of the 50 and another first down.
Great job by DJ Moore coming across the field to flatten underneath the safety. And what a throw right here.
That's really something.
By Fields. And this is what's been showing up. He is making this a very difficult decision here the last month or two. Justin Fields and whether or not to take that quarterback with the number one pick. I mean, the way he's playing right now, getting the ball out of his hands, you saw it, Jim. He's been efficient, but he's really detailed about doing it the right way.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
And as Tony Romo said on CBS 2, you got to keep Justin Fields and Luke Getsky because he's doing a fantastic job. That's what he thinks. I mean, hey. He said he watched the tape, so we just got to take him for his word, right? That's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Don't forget, leading you into DePaul basketball, DePaul taking on Creighton today. Zach Zaman, Dave Corzine, Chicago Bulls great. They both have the call for you today, so make sure you're hanging out. And here on 670 The Score to get that. But right now, we're going to talk about not only Justin Fields, not only the number one pick, but just the current state of the Chicago Bears with our next guest. He's hanging out with us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Writes for the NFL, writes about the NFL for Sports Illustrated, but a Chicago guy here now. It is Matt Verderam. Matt, Good to talk to you again, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing good. Let's just start guns blazing. What team is Justin Fields playing for next season?
You know, it's the optimal question right now. I think, look, if I'm the Bears, let's put it this way. If I'm the Bears, I would trade Fields. And that's not because I don't think he can play. It's not because I don't think he's got a future as a quarterback in the NFL, and maybe even a pretty good one. But you're sitting with the number one overall pick in the draft that a lot of people think is a loaded class of quarterback and has a potentially generational talent in Caleb Williams. And if you're Chicago and you pass on that guy and he becomes 90% of what people think he's going to be, let's say he becomes a guy who's an 8-9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl-type quarterback, if you pass on that guy, that's the Trubisky thing all over again, right? Where you're like, how did they screw that up? Because I look at Fields and I think he's good. But when you watch him, do you honestly believe he's a top five level quarterback at some point in his career? If you don't think he is, then I trade him and I take a kid who a lot of people think will be at some point in his career.
I agree with you, Matt. I've been saying it to anybody that are listening for that very reason, right? It's like my argument with Justin Fields is I think he's good. I think he is a top 13, I've used 13 to 17 quarterback in the NFL. And I said, but I don't care how many Marvin Harrison Juniors you give him or how many Ben Johnsons you give him. I just don't think he's going to be that top five quarterback, top 10 quarterback in the league where, like you mentioned, you know, the possibility exists for one of those quarterbacks, whoever the Bears feel like can be that guy, to be that. And it'd be interesting to see that. What I really bummed out about, Matt, this season when it comes to Justin Fields is that we didn't get to see that statistical jump with the weapons that were added, right? We can talk about the need for a second receiver and maybe a better center and things like that. But, you know, you did have DJ Moore. You did have Darnell Wright. You did have an improved offensive line and an improved wide receiver room. And we didn't see the jump in stats that we would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, you know, I look at it like, and this is kind of a clumsy analogy, I guess, but, you know, if you're thinking about marrying somebody, you know, you better not go into the whole idea of a proposal and say, you know, they're pretty cool. I kind of like them. Like, maybe it'll work. You know, you better go into that with like, hey, I have full confidence. I have no doubt in my mind. And I just don't know how you can look at Fields right now. If you're the Bears brass, if you're Ryan Poles, and say, I have no doubt that the right move is holding on to Justin Fields. I just think, you know, if you talk to people around the league and you read around the league, there's the thought process of, hey, they could get a second-round pick for him. I mean, what elite quarterback is going for the price of a second-round pick? Could you get Justin Herbert for a second-round pick? You know, like,
right.
In what world does that exist? Like, that doesn't exist. I mean, what would be the price even for Trevor Lawrence, who right now everybody's kind of down on after the way that season ended? What is it, two firsts and change, minimum? Yeah. Maybe more than that? You can get Justin Fields for a second-round pick. Like, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know about the perceived value of the player, then what are we talking about? If I'm the Bears, I'm not messing around.
Yeah, Matt, and I've been telling my friends, too. I'm like, well, you know, if the Bears, you know, because all my friends are like, no, I trade down the number two, get Marvin Harrison. I said, okay, well, let's say you trade down the number two. I was like, why don't you just trade the Patriots Justin Fields? And then everybody always goes, oh, they'd never do that. And I go, I know. That's my point. I was like, that's why we got to get another quarterback at the top of the draft. But I mean, it's a tough decision. Do you believe Ryan Poles will make the right one?
I do. I think he's, you know, his first offseason, it's always hard to judge because you know, guys are coming in. They're trying to get the infrastructure set up. They're trying to get a lay of the land. I don't care how much research you do. I mean, it's just hard. It's hard to come in. Especially as a first time general manager, you've got so many different things you're trying to figure out in real time. And so I never judged a guy off his first offseason. I thought this past offseason, I thought he did a nice job. I thought they brought in some good players. I like the draft. The draft looks like it could be pretty fruitful for him. I like the way Poles is operated. So I do believe that he's the right guy for the job, that he can make the right decision here. And I just think ultimately, again, how often are you going to sit there with the first overall pick? I mean, I know the Bears have had it now technically 2 years in a row. It's rare. it doesn't happen very often. And if you're going to be a good team, it's certainly not expected to happen very often. So I think if you're Chicago, you trade Fields for what you can get. You draft Caleb Williams at number 10 overall. I'm taking the best guy available. Right? I'm taking the guy that I feel like, hey, this guy is going to improve us further. And then I move forward. But if I'm Chicago and I like Caleb Williams the way most people in the league do, there's no way I'm passing on that kid. There's no chance. I don't care what I'm offered. I'm taking him.
Yeah. We're talking to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated right here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez. Yeah, it's tough to pass him up. I'm all about trading the number 9 pick. I look at the draft capital the Bears have, 6 picks, you know, 2 in the first, third rounder, 2 fourths in that fifth. And I'm like, man, I'm feeling greedy. I feel like I need more picks. And I feel like some team will want to get down to 9 to get one of those quarterbacks, or I'm hoping at least. And then you just move, like, you know, one of those trades where you get 2 slots down, you pick up a second or third rounder and just, you know, because I do think the Bears have some holes. And that's my next question to you. It's like, is there a position, Matt, that you think the Bears are better off getting a veteran at rather than addressing it via the draft when you're looking at the holes for this team?
You know, it's a good question. I think, you know, any other offensive line improvements they make, I might go a veteran just because you have a young tackle in Wright. So you can afford to spend a little bit more on that line. You can allocate a few more financial resources there. I don't mind them going young at receiver. They got DJ Moore. We'll see what happens with Mooney. Obviously, he's going to be a free agent here. But, yeah, I think, you know, I would build young in the offensive line. If they want to go young at linebacker, considering they've already spent with Edwards and Edmonds, maybe you want to add another guy there who can rotate in. But I'd like to see him maybe add a veteran in the secondary. Just, again, another position where they added a few guys as rookies this past year. Maybe you go out and you find a veteran. Maybe a guy like a Kenny Moore out of Indianapolis should he hit the market as he's scheduled to. So, yeah, and the other thing, by the way, and I think I said number 10 earlier, number 9, what do you think about going the Houston route where they traded up? They took Stroud, and then they went, you know what? Will Anderson's the best player in this draft. There's not a quarterback. We're taking him, too, because everybody killed Houston when they did that. It was like, well, look at next year. My God, Arizona's going to get this great pick. How's that looking right now? Like, if I were the Bears, I'd be calling, like, let's just say you get to the 4th pick and Marvin Harrison Jr. is still there, which I know people right now say is impossible, but we're a long way from the draft.
Yeah, we've seen crazier things in the draft.
I'd call him and be like, I'll give you 9, I'll give you a 2nd, and I'll give you a 4th. You know, like I would, or I'll give you a 1st, a 2nd, next year's 3rd or something.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and go get him. Go get, I don't care what anybody says. You imagine you walk out of that draft with Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Oh my God. With the team that's already in place?
You'd be pretty happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be all right. Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated hanging out with us here. Let's talk about the playoffs before I let you go. Just some NFL stuff here. One game I think a lot of people are going to be watching, myself included, Sunday, Rams taking on the Lions. You know, a lot of storylines there. You know, a team that's been there versus a team that's trying to get there. What do you think happens in this one?
You know, I think of all the games this weekend, and I'll be in Arrowhead, and I'll be covering that game. Thank God from the warmth of the press box. I really think that's the best game, the Rams-Lions. It's a game that I actually like the Rams slightly, if only because they're playing really well. They won 7 of their last 8. Even though it's a road game for the Rams, it's comfortable confines, right? I mean, it's indoors. So I think I got to go outside and freeze like Miami's going to this weekend. I think that benefits them. Stafford's comfortable playing there. He's played there the vast majority of his career. I just wonder with the Lions defensively in that game. They have not been good down the stretch. They've given up a lot of yards, a lot of points, and you're getting an offense. You know, people don't even talk about Kyren Williams. The guy was 2nd in the league in rushing. I mean, he, you know, up until week 18, and then he sat. I mean, he had a great year. Puka Nacua, obviously everybody knows, set the rookie record for receiving yards. Cooper Kupp, you got Stafford. You got a very good improved offensive line, especially at the guard positions. I like the Rams. I think it's the most competitive of the games this weekend, but I like LA to go in there and find a way.
Yeah, so do I. Oddly, it's like, you know, it's like the team that wasn't sure, and then they finally are like, wait, no, we are better than a lot of these teams, and then they're like, hey, fellas, we can win this thing. And I think they're at that place right now. And I think they're going to shock some people. And the Lions, I mean, listen, I do think they're good. I'm going to give them the respect. Obviously, you know, winning the division for the first time. And, you know, you say to yourself, yeah, but you still look at them and say, are you as good as some of the top teams in the league? And that's going to be interesting. But before I let you go, Matt, give me your give me the two that you think are going to be standing at the very end in the Super Bowl.
I like the Niners out of the NFC. I just don't see anybody beating them. I'll tell you, funny enough, I think if somebody beats them, I think it's the Rams. Because the Rams know them. They play them all the time. McVay and Shanahan know each other so well. But I like the 49ers. I'm not going to pick against them in the NFC. The AFC to me is far more open. I think the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs could all get there. I will pick the Ravens. They're at home. They got to play one less game. But if we get the 2-3 matchup, if we get Kansas City at Buffalo, that is going to be a game that whoever comes out of that game has a real shot to go to Baltimore and win. So give me the two top seeds, but I think the AFC is a much more open question.
Yeah, you're looking at that. I mean, when you mentioned it a second ago, Miami going to Kansas City, Matt, and wow, that's got to be tough for them. They got to be kicking themselves for having to, you know, head out to Arrowhead, a team that, you know, they would love to be in a warm weather situation. You think, obviously you have Kansas City beating them, it sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be out there Saturday covering that game. It just, I feel like that game has the potential for we get like a close up of the Dolphins in the second quarter, and there's a look on their faces like we do not want to be here. This is terrible. It's -15.
They're by the space heaters.
It's loud as hell. Yeah. They're down 14-0. Mahomes is just out of his mind. And you're like, yeah, you know what? This is terrible.
And they're playing Taylor Swift during timeouts.
Yeah, and you got a whole bunch of people on Twitter complaining about the fact they paid $15 for Peacock and the game's over like 10 minutes into the second quarter. I think Miami's a good team. I just think it's a terrible situation. You're really beat up. You're going to play an extremely talented, proud team in their building. The weather, that's a recipe for a game that you look at and just go, yeah, that. I don't love that matchup for them.
Yeah, you try to tell yourself, like, hey, boys, it doesn't matter who's in front of us. We got to knock them all down. But the reality is that is not who you want to see in that first round. The team that surprised most, and we were talking about them a second ago, that have made it into the playoffs, the Houston Texans.
Yep.
Do they have – I mean, C.J. Stroud seems like a guy kind of like Michael Penix where he feels like – I don't mind putting my team on my back. And you have to be worried about a guy like that in the playoffs.
You know what? He's the type of guy – they're not overly talented, and I could see Cleveland going in there winning. In fact, I would probably pick Cleveland in a close game. I just think that Cleveland is a little more well-rounded, maybe a little bit more experienced. That being said, Houston's a weird – like, if Houston wins that game and goes to Baltimore, you can't tell me that they've got no shot of winning in Baltimore.
Exactly.
I mean, they're one of those – like, Stroud's a real dude. Like that guy could go in there and throw for 350. I wouldn't want to face him. So that's why I look at the AFC and I just think, I don't think Houston can get to the Super Bowl. I think the top three seeds could. But other than Pittsburgh, any of those teams could go on a run. I mean, Miami, I think it's hard just because of the match and all the injuries. But you look at like Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland could go to Baltimore and win a game. Yeah. And it's a very interesting conference. Whereas I look – and by the way, the pressure on the Ravens and the Bills in this playoffs is bigger than on anybody else in the playoffs. I mean, can you imagine if the Ravens lose in the divisional round? Or if Kansas City goes to Buffalo and just knocks them out in their own building and knocks them out of the playoffs for the third time in, 4 years? I mean, it's just those two teams, the pressure is immense to win based on some recent history.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff this weekend. Matt, I appreciate you hanging out with me, man, and hopefully we can speak again before the Super Bowl. That'd be good stuff to find out how these playoffs panned out.
For sure. Anytime.
Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated, NFL staff writer there. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. He always got the goods, and he's got a Chicago angle as well, so that's always good. But these playoffs are going to be good starting Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Everything kicks off. Cleveland versus Houston. It's going to be a good one. As we mentioned today, if you didn't hear and you're just tuning into the score, Cubs signing left-handed pitcher Sota Imanaga from Japan got themselves a multi-year deal, roughly around $15 million a year, according to some insiders. So we'll keep you updated on that. But coming up in just a bit, DePaul basketball. DePaul Blue Demons taking on Creighton. That's going to be a good one. Zach Zaman. It's going to be a good one. Dave Corzine got that as well. All right, so I got to say thanks to my guests today. Big shout out to Bruce Levine for coming on today and talking about the signing. Got to thank Chris Emma for hanging out as well, talking some Bears. And then Matt Berteran giving us some insight not only on the future of the Chicago Bears, but also the NFL playoffs. Got to thank my producers today, Leo Stoddard, for holding things down. My guy, fastest guy in the building. Also thanking Robbie Triano for helping out as well. All right, mi gente, next time you'll hear me, it's tomorrow. And that's the last time you're hearing me, because then I'm out to Puerto Rico. I leave on Thursday. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be exciting. So my last show will be tomorrow, 6 p.m., right before Bulls basketball. All right, I am Gabe Ramirez. DePaul basketball coming up next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.